And then that would keep then all till the next.
Use it up, you know.
Use it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had to butcher so many hogs, you know, and we had so much sausage. And we just put in and can it.
I didn't know that
they
used canned sausage.
Yeah, canned sausage. And I canned a lot of the ribs.
Oh, you did?
You know, the spare ribs.
Uh-huh. Oh, you canned those?
And put them in a big pan and put them inside the stove and fry them, you know, like they're fried.
Mm-hmm.
And then put pack them in the jars and pour hot grease over them and seal them off, and they just keep it.
Oh, I never did know that.
Yeah.
But you just know
so much. You take the scraps, all the scraps at the end and put them in a wash kill and boil them and then make head cheese.
Oh, you'd make head cheese?
Oh, I could make some of the best head
cheese.
Oh, you did? Oh, I did head cheese at my house or at my mother's house. They just never did get through bagging back.
So you'd make a lot of head cheese.
Oh, yes, Lord, I'd make lots of it.
Yeah, and that would be from the scraps.
The scraps, you know, the heads and the feet, we call it, and some of the liver and all the tongue and the scraps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take that and take it off the bone and grind it up, you know, and put salt and pepper and sage and mix it all up together then, you know, and just pack it down and just get drain all of the grease out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just pack down, you know, and be just hard and you can just slice it, you know, like bologna.
Oh, like bologna!
And we'd make big pans of that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, was that the same thing as a sow?
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah, the people called it sow, and some head cheese.
But that's just, there wasn't any difference in those. But yours was different because it was better.
We always just said head cheese.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It just packed down like cheese, you know, just the hardest cheese.
Mm-hmm. So it was just like cheese.
We just called it head cheese. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just wondering if it was the same, you know.
Then we made a lot of mince meat.
Oh, you did?
Just lean meat from the head. Grind that up, you know, and put all kinds of fruit with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then spices, you know. And,
you put fruit in with that?
Yeah, put fruit in with that, you know, like mince meat.
Oh, yeah.
It was good, too.
Yeah. So you really did a lot with what you slaughtered.
We had to save all of it. We couldn't afford to feed the hogs and throw any of it away. And we had so many to feed, but we had to save everything, you know, to feed the family and the neighbors that come to visit us.
You had to feed them when they came.
Well, they always enjoyed coming to our house to eat. I had some preachers that was growed up at my house with my boys, you know, and after they got grown and had families, they'd come visit with us, and they'd tell their friends, oh, well, we never will forget one of the Mr. and Mrs.
Aww. I guess not with all that you had to eat. Well, what about the meat that you might boil with your beans or something.
And the bones, after we cut the meat to fry off of the ham, then we'd cook the bones, you know.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Boil the bones, maybe boil a piece of bone with greens or with cabbage or turnips or anything we had to boil, you know, and put a piece of that